You're listening to KPFK Los Angeles 90.7 FM, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, all over the world at kpfk.org. Once again, time for Melting Pot here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. I am your host, Michael Barnes. And here on the last Sunday of the month, as is our custom, play nothing but vinyl here on the last Sunday of each month. This particular Sunday, my dad is in town from Atlanta, visiting Los Angeles area for the first time in quite a while. And so just made me reminisce and think about growing up in the Barnes family home and some of the records from back then. And so I tried to pull out as many of the records that I could remember that were actually from our home, not records that I picked up along the way, but records that were pretty much there from when I was a little baby boy and a little kid. So a lot of scratchy vinyl this week, a lot more soul maybe than normal on Melting Pot, but hopefully you will enjoy the show as I dig into what's left of the Barnes Family Collection. You can see a little bit of where I got some of my ideas and where I started moving a certain big influence in a wide variety of ways. And so starting things off with an artist who still remains one of my favorites, Sly and the Family Stone, from the album Stand. You Can Make It If You Try is the name of the track. Here on Melting Pot, KPFK 90.7 FM.
I get a warm summer feeling, walking through the snow, even chilly darkness has the brightest glow, and I just love you so. Sometime I just don't know, no, no, I just don't know, oh, oh. I just don't know, oh, oh. I just don't know, oh, oh. I say that time just seems to help this wondrous feeling grow. Maybe I might wake up early one morning and find it isn't so. But I just love, love you so. Sometime I just don't know, oh, oh. 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 Like a rich man, haven't got a dime. Feeling like a young man, but I'm old as father time, and I just love, love you so. Sometime I just don't know. I just don't know, oh, oh. 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 I just don't know, oh, oh.
Now you can call me Lucky, cause Lucky's my name. Singing and dancing, that's my game. I never did a whole day's work in my life, still everything seemed to turn out right. Like a grasshopper on a summer's day, I just love to play and pass the time away. Cause I was born neath a lucky star. They said I'd go far, making people happy, that's my favorite game. Lucky Seven is my natural name. Slipping and sliding my whole life through, still I get everything done that I got to do. Cause I was born neath a lucky star. School is where you are. Oh, that's not hard. Let me show you something. You multiply 7 times 1. I got 7 days to get that problem done. Multiply 7 times 2. Take 14 laughs when you're feeling blue. Multiply 7 times 3. A 21-day vacation, you can play with me. Multiply 7 times 4. You got 28 days, that's a 1 month more to pay the mortgage on your store. Don't worry, something will turn up, yeah. Multiply 7 times 5. I don't know how you did it, but man alive, that's 35. Multiply 7 times 6. Grab a stick and make a 42, clickety-clicks. Multiply 7 times 7. Take 49 steps right up to 7th heaven. Multiply 7 times 8. They got 56 of flavors and I just can't wait. Multiply 7 times 9. 63 musicians, all friends of mine. Multiply 7 times 10. And that brings you right back to 70 again. You know, I think that's important. There's a trick there somewhere. Multiply 7 times 11. Even a rabbit knows that 70 plus 7. Multiply 7 times 12, you got 84. And isn't that swell? I'm gonna try 7 times 13 just for fun. 70 plus 21. 7 times 14 must be great. Well, exactly, that's a 70 plus 28. 7 times 15, man alive, that's 70 plus 35, 105. Man, this stuff is simple, no jive. You got it, now I gotta fly. Excuse me, folks, I'm saying goodbye. I sure do thank you for the huckleberry pie. Take it home, boys. Remember Lucky 7 Samson, that's my natural born name. If you should ask me again, I have to tell you the same. You'll wake up tomorrow, you'll be glad that I came, cause you'll be singing one of the songs that I sang. So keep a happy outlook and be good to your friend, and maybe I'll pass this way again.
Music from Eddie Kendricks here on KPFK's Melting Pot from a 45 on the Tamla record label. Song was Son of Sagittarius from 1974, which is, that's basically me, a year early. 75 was when I was born, but my dad's a Sagittarius, so there you go. Also in the set, music from Earth, Wind, and Fire, also from 74. Drum Song, the name of the song, from a 45. And we had music from Bob Duro from Multiplication Rock, the LP, which, if I can, let me see if I can reach it here so I can make sure I have my info straight on this. You heard Lucky Number 7, which is one of the few on the front. My mom apparently wrote which one of these numbers each of us was, and so I got Lucky Number 7. I also got Elementary My Dear, which is number 2. My brother, though, he was the lucky one who got 3 as a magic number. He also, we split Good 11, because... No, it's my mom, so there you go. But it's just a really cool record that I'm surprised plays as well as it does. And kind of those nascent kind of experiences, kind of listening to hip-hop records before you even knew they were hip-hop records, because that definitely, Multiplication Rock, is a hip-hop record. Many of these that you'll hear today certainly are, kind of looking back at them. Also, we had music from Bill Withers. I don't know the name of the track from Still Bill. And started off the show, more or less, Sly and the Family Stone from Stand, You Can Make It If You Try. And all the vinyl pretty much tonight is stuff that comes from Barnes Family Collection. As I mentioned earlier, my dad's in town, and so it just had me reminiscing back to family days and whatnot. And one of the things that I think was really interesting once I really started getting deep into music and kind of going back to our collection and kind of noticing what good things were in there. And so that's part of the reason why there is a lot of soul in this show. Some of that's just because those were the records that I gravitated towards and happened to keep. Though there are a few... out of soul styles here that I'll be playing for you later on, but just amazed on my part how many of these records actually had pretty good breaks on them, some of which have been used in tracks throughout hip-hop history. So those of you who are Public Enemy fans, you can probably guess, or you should know very well, the break that comes from this song, from Mandrill, right at the beginning, one of the classic tracks from Public Enemy, and one that I was really hoping somebody would update with all the craziness going on in Arizona of late. But here is something that they built that beat on. Mandrill, Two Sisters of Mystery, here on KPFK and Melting Pot. Thank you.
into your sexy eyes, baby. Your love's refreshing, it's good to me, baby. There's no other place I'd rather be, baby. What a way to start each day. Everything I think I want just comes my way. Oh yeah. Cause you're my joy, you're everything to me. And you show me how pure life can be. Lips to lips, heart to heart, in a way that we're never apart.
You're my joy.
Music from Aretha Franklin from a very, very crackly edition of Aretha Now. Now being, what was that, 1967, I think? Hold on. I'm going to move some 45s. 1968 is when this record came out originally. You're a Sweet, Sweet Man with a nice little bit of drums there in the beginning on Aretha Now from Aretha Franklin. Also with a whole lot of nice bits of drums, Isaac Hayes, all 15 plus minutes of joy from a record of the same name. And start things off with Mandrill, Two Sisters of Mystery from Just Outside of Town. And a record that has a couple of different breaks. If memory serves correct, I'm pretty sure the Jungle Brothers sampled something else off that record. So hopefully the Wilson Brothers and the rest of them got a little money out of that, because definitely a big influence on hip-hop and many others. Okay, so keeping things going, you know, the vinyl gods have been pretty good to us so far. We haven't had a real actual scratch and hold kind of thing just yet. Just a lot of pops and clicks. This record might do it, though, because this record is worn out. But again, kind of listening to the records that I grew up on, which is where a lot of this stuff for this week's edition comes from, kind of inspired by a trip my dad just made out here. Actually, they're leaving tomorrow. This one is something that just seems like the kind of thing that somebody in hip-hop would have done. It seems like a turntablist kind of record. Like, I would not be surprised at all if a bunch of people who are turntablists now had this record in their collection in the 1970s, and it kind of sparked their minds a bit. It's from Dickie Goodman. The name of the record is Mr. Jaws, from around 1974, 1975, I guess is when the 12-inch came out. Single Mr. Jaws was a big hit for Dickie Goodman, but there's a bunch of stuff on here, including this one is always my personal favorite, where Superfly meets Shaft. But this one is extra, extra crunchy, but hopefully we'll make it all the way through right here on KPFK and Melting Pot.
We interrupt this record to bring you a special bulletin. Superfly is missing.
Good God!
We now take you to our on-the-spot reporter.
I have several witnesses here with me. Sir, when was the last time you saw Superfly?
It was the 3rd of September.
And you, sir, can you describe the suit Superfly was wearing?
Red, yellow, black, white, and brown.
And you, sir, who was the last person Superfly was seen with?
Mrs. Jones! Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones.
If we need you for any further information, can we call you?
Whenever you call me, I'll be there.
We take you now to Washington.
We're here at the White House. The president has an important announcement regarding Superfly. Mr. President, what seems to be the problem?
I got ants in my pants and I need to dance.
Just arriving at the White House is the man that will risk his neck for brother man. Chair, now that the president has called you into the case, what will you be doing?
Chasing women and drinking.
Mr. President, what is your opinion of Chair?
This cat Chef is a bad.
Shut your mouth. I see the president and Chair have gone into the White House.
What they doing?
Mr. President, what are you and Chair doing in there?
Holding hands, making all kinds of plans.
Mr. President, why are you holding hands with Chair? I've just been handed a bulletin. Superfly was last seen
in Egypt and Israel too.
We take you back to our on-the-spot reporter.
I'm here with Freddie, who we believe knows the whereabouts of Superfly. Excuse me, Freddie. Wait a minute. What happened?
It is dead.
Freddy's dead.
That's what I said.
Oh, well. I have several other witnesses. Do you know where Superfly is?
We know. They know. And you know and I know.
I don't know. How do you know?
Your best friend wrote and told me.
And just who is my best friend?
Superfly.
Yeah!
call me Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we've got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Back off them hogs. 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them Smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
Cause we got great big
Big Ben. Negatory, Big Ben. You're still too close. Yeah, them hulk is starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Yeah, rubber duck just sodbuster. Come on there, yeah. 10-4 sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Buddy, we're gonna back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip flop.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, all over the world at kpfk.org. Currently listening to Melting Pot here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. At the end of that set, you heard music from the Rhythm Heritage, a theme from SWAT, which I think LA SWAT just had an anniversary, as a matter of fact. Maybe like 40 years, something like that. But I guess without SWAT, you wouldn't have the theme from SWAT. So there you go. Also in the set, some, I don't know what you'd call that, country funk proto-rap from C.W. McCall and A Convoy, which is actually the only country record I think I actually have. My dad was real big into country, but he kept most of those records, and that one was just kind of in the big stack of 45s that I kept from the house. That record's actually broken, which is the reason why it continuously pops like that, but just, you know, you just click it back in there and plays basically fine. Also, some music from the Barquets, Sang and Dance, the name of the track from a 45 on the Bolt record label. Start things off with the very scratchy but still cool Dickie Goodman from 1975, Mr. Jaws and Superfly meets Shaft. Got a whole another hour of vinyl goodies here for you on Melting Pot. Coming up after these couple messages right here on KPFK 90.7 FM.
Presents the legendary voice from Mali, Salif Keita, performing Wednesday, April 6th at the Conga Room, LA Live in downtown LA. A master of West African rhythms and credited as one of the founders of the Afropop genre, Keita is world renowned for his unforgettable live performances, soaring vocals, and his emotionally fueled songs. Yours truly will be spinning between sets. That's Salif Keita performing live Wednesday, April 6th at the Conga Room, 800 West Olympic Boulevard. Doors open at 7, showtime 9 p.m. For more information, call 213-745-0162 or go to www.kpfk.org. That's Salif Keita, the Mansa of Mali, Mansa of Africa. Be there!
Hi, this is Catherine from Belle Rouge. You're listening to Melting Pot on KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, and all over the world at kpfk.org.